Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Trivial nuggets in all football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's game time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah. Nothing more deflating than hearing about how great Gabe Kuhn is. And then it's, oh, this guy named Sparky. Is filling in for Gabe Kuhn. I'm sorry. I apologize to begin that you're stuck with me here. But hopefully we'll have some fun. Jeff Kelkin's coming up at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to talking to him. And I really, because he's an old school guy, right? I'm an old school guy to a certain degree. And I've got lots of things that all tie in together, right? So high school NIL money that's out there now, right? College NIL money that's out there now. The Jontay Porter situation that's out there. I feel like all of it kind of ties in together. And I want to ask Jeff kind of his thoughts on where I'm going to go with that coming up at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to doing that. I'm going to start out talking first, though, about the Memphis Grizzlies. That is first and foremost. I was reading yesterday, I guess it was, about really the salary cap issues this Grizzlies team is facing coming off of a god-awful season. Now, to a degree, it's not really their fault. I'm assuming that you all, you know, didn't give them an F for the season. Bleacher Report just had their grades come out, and I believe Memphis's was incomplete. And the reason for that is quite simple. I mean, Grizzlies were hurt a majority of the year. You lost Ja Morant, and when your best player isn't available, expectations change immediately, right? So, you know, if Giannis was hurt on the Bucks, there would no longer be any type of championship talk or Eastern Conference Finals talk or anything of the sort. Now, the Spurs and Wembanyama, there are no expectations, but, you know, in a couple of years when there are, if Wembanyama goes down with an injury, those expectations get changed too. And as a fan, it really stinks when your best player goes down and he's a superstar player like Ja is, and especially after coming off of what you had last year with Ja off the court, it really dampers the season, right? And it really takes away from wanting to watch the games. It takes away from wanting to listen to the games. It takes away from wanting to buy tickets to go to the games. It takes away from wanting to buy merchandise to support your favorite team because they're so bad. And I understand that and I get that. Let me tell you where my concern is for next year. Because when you look at the salaries and so forth, the only person that really you have an opportunity to shed and get rid of a significant amount of money here is Luke Kennard. $14.7 million he's on the books for next year, according to Spotrac. And that is a Grizzlies player option. Is Kennard a nice player? Yep, he is. No question. Why did you get Kennard? Because you wanted the ability to let John Morant drive and kick, right? Let these guys work inside, or Desmond Bain, the ability to go to the rim and kick out to Luke Kennard. That was the whole point of it. The problem is that while he's been here, it really hasn't been an optimal situation as far as playing with John Morant. Really didn't get as many opportunities as you probably wanted while he was under contract, which, again, is out of your control. But $14.7 million is a nice chunk of change. The rest of this roster, for the most part, is intact and coming back. To the tune of John Morant making $36.7 million is his cap figure for next year. Desmond Bain is $34 million. Jaren Jackson is $25.2 million. And old man Marcus Smart is $20.2 million. You don't have a lot of wiggle room in order to make this team better. Now, the good news is that you're going to have that early first-round pick. Right? So that's positive. You got some second-round picks as well. But the first-round pick, based on this dumb lottery system that the NBA uses, and now Major League Baseball has fallen into that trap too, I think it's just a matter of time before the NFL goes the same way. But we'll see. So this dumb lottery system. So there is no guarantee you're going to draft where you're supposed to draft. Now, you could get lucky. You could get one. I have bad news. This isn't the draft to care about getting one or two or three or four. There's going to be some international players at the top end of this draft that you and I have never seen play in our lives. They have no idea. But then as a fan, you know, we're supposed to get excited. Oh, yay, we got player X. Let's watch a bunch of YouTube highlights and get excited. And you can watch YouTube highlights on just about any player and you'll get excited. Even if you went and found, you know, whoever, a second round pick, the last player drafted in the second round of the NBA draft, which don't forget, this year the NBA draft is two nights this year. But if you went and looked up highlights of that player, man, you'd put together a highlight package and be like, man, that dude should be a first round pick. But unless you actually watch his games, you don't really know. You have no idea. You're relying on the Grizzlies front office to make the right decision. So whoever that player is that they draft, you're hoping can be an impact player. G.G. Jackson, right? That is the biggest positive that came out of this Grizzly season was you allowed for development of him to grow and be his own guy without having to play in the shadows of Ja. And he got to go be the guy and show he can be the guy. And you found another score to put with Ja. And I'm not going to say it was by accident. You obviously liked him. But he blew up. And now when Ja Morant comes back, it's going to allow for more space for him to work and more space for him to kind of continue to grow going forward. But when you start talking about winning championships, because that's what it has to be. The last time I was on this show was back in the fall, filling in for Gabe when he got married. And that's what I talked about then, was winning championships. I mean, it's nice to be in the playoffs every year, right? I mean, we know that more now than ever because we're not there. We're watching on TV. So it's nice to be in the playoffs. It's nice to be a two seed or a three seed and have home court or a one seed and have home court. That's all fine and dandy at the end of the day. A lot of fun. But at some point, we raise expectations. Sometimes we raise expectations when we don't have to. We shouldn't. There's no need to. Nothing has changed from the previous year. Sometimes you raise expectations for your favorite team, and in the back of your head, you realize that it's probably kind of unfair because they really didn't get any better talent-wise. The teams around them didn't get worse, but yet, because it's been so long watching this same core group play together, that now it's, yes, they better do something. Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, Desmond Bane, G.G. Jackson. Is that enough? Is that enough to win the whole dang thing. Is it enough? Is it enough to take out the Joker in Denver and the Nuggets, who, more than likely, the Joker is going to win the MVP yet again, right? And then talk about who else he's going up against for that MVP award. Zach Lowe of ESPN just put a thing out. His top five candidates for the MVP award. Luka Doncic is second for the Mavericks. They're in the West. Yeah, like us, like Memphis. Yep. So that's the top two MVP candidates are in the West. Who's third? Oh, Gilgeous Alexander. Yeah. Oklahoma City. Yeah, they're in the West too. Great. This is where I get concerned. Dallas said, and again, like Mark Cuban, hate Mark Cuban, whatever the case may be. The dude wants to win. He makes mistakes, just like Jerry Jones constantly makes mistakes, and that team may never win another Super Bowl. I don't know if they'll even win any more playoff games going forward with as bad as they've struggled under Jerry since Jimmy Johnson left. But either way, at least you know he's trying and he wants to win. There are several owners in sports that aren't trying and don't want or care about winning, right? They're keeping the payroll as little as possible and taking the consumer money knowing that there's no chance they're ever going to win. And it's not an important deal. There are some owners that are all about it. Well, Cuban is one that already has a championship, obviously, with Dirk Nowitzki. And I was looking to try and get another one. So he gets Kyrie to go play with Luka. And he gives him help. Awesome. And again, a proven vet star. Would I want Kyrie on my team? No. No, I would not. No. James Harden, do I want him? No. No, I do not. I don't want him in my team either. Right? There are certain guys that appear to be really selfish, that look like me guys, that I wouldn't want around this Memphis team. Right? I like Bane a lot. I like Jackson. I like the core of this team. You don't need a me guy thrown into this mess. But then you look at Oklahoma City. Now, the Thunder are kind of like Memphis to a certain degree, right? They've decided we're just going to build it with our young guys. And we're going to let them grow together and figure it out together and go forward. And Chet Holmgren, who was hurt his rookie year, comes back this year. And because he didn't play last year, is eligible for Rookie of the Year, him and Wembanyama. And he'll probably finish second to Wembanyama. But he had a great first professional year in the NBA. We talked about Gilgeous Alexander, how he's a chance to win an MVP award. They've got so much talent in Oklahoma City. They got a great young head coach in Oklahoma City as well. And then Denver's not going anywhere. How does Memphis climb that hill and get over it to the other side in order to win a championship? Now, the Golden State Warriors, right? They were that dynasty. And if you think about it, they did it kind of the similar way. They win that first one. It's Curry, it's Klay, it's Draymond. And then they add KD, Kevin Durant comes in, and they win some more. And now they get washed out in the play-in tournament. And everybody's like, well, the dynasty's done. Maybe. But it was a heck of a run. It was a heck of a run with them and Steve Kerr. And they put it together over the course of time. Curry, legit superstar. Klay Thompson, legit all-star. Draymond, not a huge Draymond guy, but in that offense with what he did, he was perfect. He was the guy that got down and dirty. He was the guy that found open shooters. Right, he was that perfect complementary piece to his two-star players. Then Durant comes in. There's a little animosity between those two. But they still win. They figure it out because Draymond is kind of the straw that stirs the drink. Now, since then, he's become more ruling and out of control than ever and really hurt them probably more than he's helped them this season. I'm guessing he is done and on his way, and he'll end up, going somewhere else, and they're going to have to rebuild Golden State, and I'm guessing Curry stays and everybody else goes. But they had their run. Okay, well, this roster right here, as we currently sit and we're looking at this Memphis team, time's a-clicking. I mean, it's a-moving, and you have to be, I don't know if I'd say concerned, but you have to start looking at this and going, okay, well, how much longer, you know, do we have with this group kind of going forward here? And if you zoom ahead to, you know, say the 26-27 season, under contract, John Morant, $42 million. Desmond Bane, $39 million. Brandon Clark. Gigi Jackson still there. But then you've got free agents in Jaren Jackson, Marcus Smart, Jake LaRavia. So really, you have until the end of next year, and you have 25-26 season, to get this done. So you have two more seasons to essentially figure this out before one of your big pieces heads to free agency in Jaren Jackson Jr. Now, maybe you extend Jaren Jackson Jr. before you get there. Maybe that's part of it. But the window does not stay open forever. And I feel like a lot of times we as fans, when we have younger players and a younger core, oh, we got time. These guys are all young. Like, I'm not going to worry that they don't win a title, you know, in the first 3 or 4 years together. It's not that big of a deal. But it is. When you have that opportunity with a young core group of people at any sport, you could say baseball, you could say football, hockey, wherever it may be, usually when they're younger, they're inexpensive. Then they sign their first contract, their first mega contract, okay? And it's still expensive, but maybe not to that same degree. Well, right now, you're pinned up against the luxury tax, that first apron. You're pinned up against it, so you don't have a lot of room to move. So when you start talking about Jaren Jackson coming up after the next two seasons, you're going to find the luxury tax for certain. And then it's going to become, does the ownership want to pay it? And I'll tell you right now, if I'm an owner and this team isn't showing me progress, why would I want to go all in and continue to spend money, you know, 3 years from now if they're still haven't been to the NBA Finals, they haven't sniffed the Eastern Conference Finals or the Western Conference Finals and haven't been able to show me any progress? I was checking my email this morning, and I got odds on different players on where they may end up. Now, again, is Vegas always right? Are all these sports betting websites always right? No, they're not always right. But the name attached to the Grizzlies with pretty good odds of ending up with the Memphis Grizzlies, I looked at it and said, oh my goodness, like there's no way I would want that person with this basketball team. No chance. And the odds are pretty good, according to the email I got. We'll talk about that next here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer filling in. Thanks for tuning in here this afternoon. It's 929 ESPN Memphis.
Service. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me?
Can I just say, this may be the best bumper music in the country. In the entire country. I listen to a lot of sports talk radio around the country. I think it might be my favorite bumper music in the entire country. Connor did, the producer of the show, as you all know. Connor did Gabe pick all this music himself? Did you pick it? Who picked it?
It's a combination of the two of us that we picked. A lot of the music that Gabe has St. Louis ties because that's where he's from. Some of the songs have St. Louis ties.
Is he a Cardinals fan too?
He's a Cardinals fan. Don't worry, I'm a Red Sox fan though, so I make fun of him plenty. We go to war about it plenty.
I know.
It's a huge Cardinals league. We got the Memphis Redbirds here. You know, it's
Got the Cardinals on the bet, right? We got the Cardinals on the bet. You can listen to the Cardinals all the time. So that's good. I'm glad Gabe listens to the bet.
Yeah, we sprinkle in some St. Louis music, and then I play some stuff from Memphis every once in a while, or just like blues, soul music. That's what I like to play on here.
Yeah, Whitey Herzog passed away the other day. Long time Cardinals manager. That was sad to see, but he lived a pretty good life. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here, again, filling in for Gabe Kuhn.
929 ESPN Memphis. All right, so I said before the break that I got an email, and I always get emails from my guy Jimmy Shapiro, and he sends me these emails for odds over at Bet Online. So, you know, Chris Paul's next team, and then they list a bunch of teams. So, like, Clippers 3-1, Lakers 4-1, Sixers 8-1, the Bucks 9-1. Only chance that's happening is if they're moving Lillard for Chris Paul, I would imagine. The Celtics 12-1, similar. Drew Holiday would have to be on the move in order to get that deal done. Miami Heat 12-1 as well. And that does seem, Chris Paul to Miami would make sense, right, with Pat Riley, that he would want a Chris Paul at the end of his career to put with Jimmy Butler. Klay Thompson, next team. Orlando Magic, 3-1. Ooh, that could be fun. Oklahoma City Thunder, 6-1. The Spurs, 6-1. The Sixers, 7-1. The Pistons, 8-1. And then the Jazz at 10-1. I mean, if those teams there for Klay Thompson, of where you'd want to see him go, obviously, everybody wants to see Wembanyama get guys, right? Everybody wants to see Wembanyama with a couple of legit players to play alongside of him to kind of make the Spurs legitimate. The other thing they have going is Popovich.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think everybody that's played for Popovich in the Olympics and stuff like that all love playing for him. So I think between wanting to play with Wembanyama, wanting to play with Pop, I think that's going to help them when it comes to being able to spend their money. Now, here's another one that Connor lost his mind over in the break. Steph Curry, next team, favorite, San Antonio Spurs, 2-1. 2-1 is Steph Curry. And we're going to talk to Keith Smith about Golden State and Steph Curry and, you know, whether he stays or goes. I think he should go. If they're going to rebuild in Golden State, there is no reason whatsoever that Steph Curry needs to retire with a couple of losing records on the way out with the Warriors, in my opinion, at least. He should, you know, try and go figure out somewhere else where he can win another ring before he ends his career. We'll see what Keith Smith of SpotTrack has to say about that. He's coming up in the next segment. Talk some NBA playoffs. Why does Steph Curry to the Spurs bother you so much, Connor?
Because it would be a menace to have to deal with. All right, like, the Grizzlies and the Warriors over the years have had wars, and it just has finally felt like, okay, I don't have to worry about Steph. I don't have to deal with Steph for a little bit. We can put that to bed. The Grizzlies, you know, their championship window is opening right now, and they want to compete now. And just adding Steph Curry to Victor Wembanyama and Pop is something that just does not attract me whatsoever, because it would be terrifying, because the one thing it felt like Wembanyama didn't have this year was a real point guard. So it's thinking about him with a Hall of Famer and legend like Steph Curry just sends shivers up my spine. No, thank you. No, thank you.
And again, that would be amazing, obviously, if you're a Spurs fan and if you're an NBA fan, because that would make the Spurs a contender immediately in the
immediately.
West.
Hold
on. Immediately. Lakers 4-1, Hornets 6-1. There is zero chance Steph Curry is going to allow himself to be moved to Charlotte. Zero. That could be a 5,000-1, and I still wouldn't bet it. There is absolutely no chance that that's going to happen. Now, the player I said that was mentioned here with Memphis having the best odds. So these other teams, Memphis doesn't have nearly as good odds of getting. But this one player, they certainly do. That player, Draymond Green. Draymond Green. Memphis, yay. Pistons, 5-1. Heat, 8-1. Mavericks and Orlando, 10-1. And then there is Memphis at 14-1. Now, I will say this. Of those teams, there's no way Draymond's going to Detroit. No chance. Not happening. Draymond to Miami. That could happen, right? Him and Jimmy Butler.
That makes sense.
I think he fits into what Spoelstra is and so forth. I would love to see Butler and Draymond beat the crap out of each other during a game if they didn't get along. I would root for both of them to lose. Dallas Mavericks, 10-1. Kyrie, Draymond, Luka, maybe, I guess. Orlando, no chance. I'm not putting – if I'm the Magic, I want nothing to do with Draymond Green. And now here's Memphis. So this is the thing. You as an organization determined, even though Marcus Smart doesn't want to talk about it, but you as an organization determined that John Morant needed somebody to come in and help babysit him and make sure he stayed out of trouble. That you were looking for a veteran presence to show him the way of how to do life, right? So you went out and you got Marcus Smart. And to me, made sense. Made sense.
Derrick Rose, too.
Right, Derrick Rose, too, sure. Right, but that was what it was. Those two guys.
Sure.
You are going in reverse if you get this cat. Reverse. Now, again, Draymond doesn't get in any trouble off the court. None. Zero. He is fine off the court. I don't worry about Draymond off the court necessarily. But Draymond on the court, that's where the issues lie. I mean, my God, there were games I thought Steph Curry was going to have an emotional breakdown when Draymond would get kicked out of. He's shaking his head like, oh, man, I should have done more to help out Draymond. Man, Draymond is a grown man. You should not need Curry and Klay Thompson and Steve Kerr to help interject. That one game last week, whatever it was, he got kicked out in the first minute of the game. I mean, how is that even possible? How do you even allow that to do it? That, to me, is a selfish, selfish basketball player. And the one thing that he's been labeled throughout his entire career is unselfish, because he passes the ball. He gives up shots to Curry and Clay and Durant, and he's so unselfish. Wrong. No, that's not what it is. He knows he sucks offensively. He's not an idiot. He knows. When they had all those injuries, where was Draymond Green? Do tell. That was a complete waste of a year. He couldn't do anything offensively. If that man would have been drafted by about anybody else in this league, he never would have made anywhere close to the money he made in this league. He is a perfect piece for that team. He fell into a lot of money based on that offense. If he would have ended up in, I don't know, pick Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, wherever, he might be out of the league. He might not even be in the league anymore. He'd be gone because he can't do anything offensively. Completely limited. But he's unselfish. Give me a break. So now, he's going to be available. Okay, good. But I don't want him with my young team. If I'm Oklahoma City, no chance. If I'm Memphis, no chance. Zero. Zilch. There are very few teams where I would say I'm comfortable, right? Lakers, I'm comfortable, right? You got AD, you got LeBron, you got guys that can try to help deal with whatever he is. Miami with Jimmy Butler. And Spoelstra, okay, I'm comfortable in that. But there aren't a lot of basketball teams, Connor, where I trust Draymond Green to go in and make a situation better instead of worse.
Yeah, I think last offseason there was an idea that Draymond Green could come to the Memphis Grizzlies, and he's confirmed that there was mutual interest there before, you know, he re-signed with the Golden State Warriors. But I think at the price point that Draymond would cost, and especially where the Grizzlies are now after the season from hell that they just endured, you don't need to get into the Draymond Green business. You need to find a center that you can play next to Jaren Jackson Jr. They're already dealing with cap issues, as you talked about with Luke Kennard. They're going to have to make a decision there. It seems like they want to renegotiate with Luke Kennard, maybe give him more years for less money, but, you know, ultimately that's going to
to be up to Luke to see if he wants to do that if they don't end up picking up his player option. So I think the Grizzlies just have things that they need to focus on outside of Draymond's position. Like, we're pretty good at power forward right now, because especially with Brandon Clark and how he looked at the end of the season, that was a huge bright spot that he came back and looked like Brandon Clark. So their need for the four, I just don't think is really there. And like you said, they already have the veteran presence of Marcus Smart, and it appears that Derrick Rose may be back on this team next season. So I do not want to get into the Draymond Green business right now. I do think that a team, though, like the Lakers would make sense. I do think that the Mavericks would make sense for a guy like Draymond Green. But, yeah, no thank you in Memphis right now.
No, there's just too much. You got to deal with too much. And when you have players that have red flags and things, if you're not at a star level, this league and other leagues are going to be like, we're done. Like, you're not worth the trouble and the drama that kind of goes along with having to deal with you. You're just not worth it. And then it becomes the reality of, oh man, I really kind of screwed this whole thing up. And he really has screwed this whole thing up. Draymond Green has. No question about it. All right, so you're listening to the Gabe Kuhn Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer filling in for him, 929 ESPN. Coming up next, Keith Smith of SpotTrack. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs, who's coming out of the East, and what to make of the Golden State Warriors.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer. You're about to feel the chronicles of a
bionicle, lyrically spitting, dismissing. That's bummer music. Gets you bopping your head, dancing in your car, doing that whole chair dance thing when people look at you weird driving down the road. Like, what is wrong with that person driving their car? And they're just listening to the Gabe Kuhn Show. That's all. Just another day. Joining us now, one of my favorite NBA guys. You can follow him on X at Keith Smith. NBA, of course, covers the NBA for SpotTrack at Front Office Show. Keith, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
One of the teams that I dislike greatly took a big loss with Jimmy Butler having an MCL injury. They're saying he's going to miss several weeks, according to Shams Charania, which means you can more than likely kiss the Heat's playoff chances goodbye. But having known the fact that Jimmy Butler is out now, do you like their chances still against this Bulls team that really took care of the Hawks in relatively easy fashion last night?
Yeah, they might get through the Bulls. The Bulls are not going to have Alex Caruso, it looks like, at least. He's got an ankle injury, and if he plays, it sounds like he'll be limited, but I don't even think he's going to play. So that, you know, helps Miami quite a bit, because my assumption is without Jimmy Butler, the Bulls would have said, all right, go guard Tyler Hero, and we're just going to choke off any offense creation that Miami could have. They got to get Terry Rozier back. For that game, they need just another guy beyond Hero who can create offense. But yeah, I think the Bulls have a real chance here, which is kind of shocking, because I think we all expected, all right, whoever loses Miami, Philly, they're just going to blow out the other team anyway. But this is why the play-in tournament, you can't, you know, get locked in. This is why you can't do anything silly like tank for, you know, try to, you know, angle for a different opponent in the first round, because things happen that are completely out of your control.
I mean, last year, you go look at this play-in tournament, it was Bulls, Heat, same exact scenario, and the Bulls were right there with the Heat that whole game. Heat figure out a way to win it, and then go all the way to the NBA Finals. I don't see that happening for the Heat this year, necessarily, because it's Boston waiting on the other side of this matchup in the Celtics, and I would imagine, looking at this, the Celtics don't really care which one of these two teams show up, but they should be able to move through that series relatively quickly.
Yeah, this is a very different situation. One, this Miami team this year is nowhere near as good as last year's was. And this Celtics team is, one, they're healthy. The Bucks were not healthy going into last year's first round. And the Celtics team is better than that Bucks team was a year ago. So Boston absolutely should be looking at it and saying, hey, we are set up here. Anything less than a finals run is a massive disappointment for this Boston team. Everything is opened up for them. This is why you push through the regular season. This is why you try to get the top seed so that your path can be easier. And then you have a little bit of help and luck along the way to, you know, help that path. So this is about as good a chance as the Celtics are probably ever going to have with this core. Not saying they couldn't make a run in another year in the future, but this one is pretty wide open for them.
How much pressure is on Mazzulla as coach of this team? I mean, last year he kind of got pushed into it, and they did okay, fine in the playoffs. They didn't finish. This year, now after getting Drew Holiday, you get Porzingis. They're relatively healthy for the most part in comparison to maybe some other teams going into the playoffs. Is there pressure on Mazzulla, Brad Stevens' hire?
Yeah, there absolutely is. I mean, he had the pressure last year, but I think the people who can be a little bit more rational about things looked at it and said, hey, well, this guy got handed the job like days before they were starting up training camp preparations because of Ime Udoka's situation, and he really had to learn on the fly. And he was not a bad other assistant coaches not left last year. He probably doesn't get the job. They probably go with one of the other guys instead. So it was a spot where he's young. He's really learning on the fly here, and I think he did okay. And this year he's really shown pretty good command of what he wants to do. He set a style of play that he wants to play. He's shown a far better understanding and command of game management from game to game. So he does a pretty good job, but there's going to be a lot of pressure on him because a lot of people are going to look and say, hey, this is the best team in the league. They were historically good. They're healthy. Like they should win, and that's pressure that you almost have to embrace, because if you do anything else, you run the risk of it all getting sideways on you.
For those of you that don't know, Keith Smith covers the Celtics as well as anybody covers the Celtics, and he's all about the Celtics. So that's why we talk Celtics when we talk to Keith Smith. So from that perspective, Keith Smith, tell me this. Who is that next team then, if you're Boston, that you get yourself concerned about? Is it Philly now that Joel Embiid is back? They looked good the other night against Miami.
Yeah, it's still, for me, it's still Milwaukee. If Giannis can get back, and they can get through the Pacers, which I'm starting to worry, is this going to be almost a repeat of last year where Giannis is out or very limited, and they play this team that's kind of playing with house money and has nothing to lose and, runs up and down the floor, and, next thing you know, it's an upset. But if Giannis can get back and be Giannis, they're still the second most talented team in the conference. I think they still have a real chance. And then other than that, yes, probably Philadelphia. The worry I have with Joel Embiid is it just feels like we're – on borrowed time before he's going to go down again and end up missing time. He's clearly not himself. He is not moving well at all. He didn't move well throughout most of the game last night, and that limits Philly's upside. But they're going to be soft. Their big problem is they're going to get into an absolute rock fight battle with the Knicks here, and that's going to be a series that I don't know whoever comes out of that on the other side how much they're going to have left in the tank.
What was the reaction of Celtics fans when Milwaukee ended up hiring Doc Rivers? Because nationally, the Bucks got killed for hiring Doc Rivers because he's a perennial choke in the playoffs and hasn't done anything like 15 years since he won a championship in Boston.
Yeah, Celtics fans have a different opinion of Doc Rivers than I think Clippers fans do, and Sixers fans and general fans, because he did pretty good with the Celtics. He, like you said, won a championship. He helped stretch a team that...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When they acquired Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, they said, we'll probably have about a three-year window with this group, and they end up stretching it to about five or six. And I think what ended up happening there was a lot of that credit went to Doc Rivers. And then, those teams were so good, and it was kind of, almost like playing with house money the last couple of years, because it was, all right, these guys, we didn't expect any of this, that people have fond memories of Doc. Everywhere else, it's been playoff chokes. It's weird rotations. He did some of the weird rotation stuff with the Celtics. Nobody loves playing an all-bench lineup in crucial minutes in the playoffs like Doc Rivers does. So, I think, there's a look at it when you can be a lot more objective and say, not sure that anybody playing the Bucks is all that worried about Doc Rivers being on the other sideline coaching. It's not like you're going up against Eric Spoelstra where all right, he's going to have something prepared that we've never seen before, and we're going to have to solve it real time. It's just not who Doc is.
Let's talk about the Western Conference. Golden State Warriors knocked out. Everybody talking about, is the dynasty over? Draymond now will have an opportunity to go somewhere else. I can't believe they would bring him back. Klay Thompson, what his future holds as well. But nobody's really talking about Steph here. Everybody's assuming that Steph Curry is going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm cool going through a rebuild. Sure, yeah, why not? I'm a young guy. I can handle this, which he's not. I guess if I'm Steph at some point here, if I'm looking around and realizing Draymond's gone, Klay's gone, and I got these young dudes, don't you feel kind of like you want to go somewhere else or retire one way or the other? Because it's not going to be a quick rebuild, I can't imagine, in Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of guess I get that, but no, if I'm Stephen Curry, I am the franchise. He is the franchise, player. He's the greatest player in franchise history. I don't know why he would ever want to play anywhere else unless it is, absolutely set up where I just have to walk in and we're title contenders. And we know in today's NBA, that's just not how it works. These super teams don't get it done like that. I also would not assume Draymond's going anywhere. I would be actually very surprised if that does play out like that. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of a market for teams clamoring to get him. And I think there's a good chance they're going to give Klay probably a 1 or 2 year deal. It'll be at about half of what he makes now. Some of that will be a thank you for your service payment there. But, Klay, people are writing the guy off. And he still averaged 18 points per game and shot almost 40% from three. Those are still pretty good numbers, even if he's not the guy he was. So I don't think they're headed into a real rebuild. I think what they're going to do is they're going to cut some salary by cutting Klay's contract basically in half on his next one. I think Chris Paul's going to be gone. That's going to lower them quite a bit in what they owe out towards the luxury tax. May even put them in a position to make a few other moves. Then they'll do some resetting around the edges. And I think the Warriors are also going to look at it and say, hey, if we didn't have Draymond's nonsense, and we all know if there's another incident like anything like what he had, he's just going to be gone for good. That'll be how it'll play out. But I think they're looking at it and saying, we would have won a few more games, and then we're a 50-win team. We're not in the play-in, and we're there. Like, this team was not bad per se. So I think we're just in a spot where they're going to reset, and they'll continue to reset year over year until Steph says, all right, I've had enough, I'm going to retire, and then that's when they'll rebuild.
All right, so you say Draymond, no chance, not happening. I got an email from Bet Online. Draymond Green's next teams: Pistons 5-1, Miami 8-1, Dallas and Orlando 10-1, and then there are the Grizzlies and the Sixers after that. And we talked about Draymond and the Grizzlies in the last segment before you came on. I absolutely hate that fit. What say you?
Yeah, I don't know why Memphis would do that. I think, if anything, they're looking to go with a bigger player so that they can get Jaren Jackson Jr. back at the four more often and play him occasionally at the five. If you go with Draymond Green, you're basically saying, all right, that's it. You're the five now. And that's going to be how it is whenever Draymond's on the floor with you. So that's a weird fit. I can tell you Orlando's not going to trade for Draymond Green. That is not going to be a thing. That's not even anywhere remotely something the Magic would do, unless it came with a, we're going to trade you Steph Curry, but we also take on Draymond. Then maybe we start to have some kind of conversation with that. But yeah, I mean, when I get those same emails too, and a lot of it is my first inclination, if I do even look at it, is I'm like, boy, a lot of stupid people are going to lose money on this for no good reason at all. It comes down to, I get it, they're trying to drum up interest and drum up bets, but I don't, a lot of this stuff, when you start to really get into it, it doesn't make sense for these teams to make any of these kind of moves.
We took a look at that Western Conference of what's left, and I saw Zach Lowe ranking MVPs and who he would vote for, and the Joker is one, fine. But then you start talking about Luka and Gilgeous Alexander after that. I think a lot of people still want to say Denver ends up coming out of the West. Are you there too?
I am. I would still pick Denver to come out, but I don't think they're going to breeze through like they did a year ago. I think they're going to have some challenges. I think the Lakers will make them work, even if I think the Nuggets will probably win in, I'll say, maybe five games. I do think the Lakers will get one this time around. But they're going to make them work for it. And then in the second round, they're probably going to get, it's either going to be Phoenix or Minnesota. again, two teams, you're not just going to walk over either one of those teams. And then on the other side, you're looking at, you know, very likely a Thunder team that is a lot better than I think people are giving them credit for. Yes, they're young, and they've kind of turned that now into their rallying cry there a little bit. Or you're going to get Clippers or Mavs. And if the Clippers get through, it's because Kawhi's playing and he's Kawhi. And if the Mavs get through, it's because, you know, Luka is being Luka. And that, now you're in a spot where you're going to have to work a little bit. So I still think Denver is the best team in the conference, but I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for them like it was a year ago.
Talking with Keith Smith of SpotTrack here on 92.9 ESPN Memphis. I want to get one more thing kind of out there. I want to get your take on this. Defensive player of the year. There's a lot of talk about Wembanyama in that conversation. In his very first year, there were huge expectations about Wembanyama coming into this year. Has he lived up to expectations? Has he surpassed expectations? What are we talking about here? Because you have the Greek freak Giannis, you know, in Milwaukee. This seems to be a whole different situation than what Giannis has done in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, Giannis came in as very, like, it was like, we don't know what to even make of this guy. He's so raw coming in, and it was, you know, said over and over again. All the potential in the world is here, but it might be years before we see it. And it happened any quicker for Giannis than many expected, but it did take some time. With Wembanyama, he came in with, hey, this guy's been a, you know, high-level pro for a few years now. He's absolutely massive. He doesn't move like anyone we've ever seen at his size. Repeatedly I had people tell me he's a taller Kevin Durant. Like, that's how he moves. He doesn't move like a 7'4" guy that we've ever seen in the league. And for me, what surpassed my expectations, and they were pretty high, I thought he was going to be pretty impactful, was the way he figured things out as the season went along. It was first, you know, month or two, teams could get him with certain coverages and he wasn't, you know, exactly there, but then he'd see it and it was like, all right, I've kind of got it now. I've got a sense of how to attack this. It didn't always lead to great stuff, but a lot of that was he'd make the right read, throw it out to a teammate who clanked a jump shot or missed a layup or something like that. Then on the defensive end, it was all instinct early for him. And there were times when it was like, well, this guy's the only good defensive thing on this roster at all. And then as the year went along, you could see in the game, he was starting to call things out and position teammates and put them in a place. He'd still get fooled sometimes against the very best players, but sometimes you couldn't even tell that he really got fooled because guy would say, all right, I've got him beat. And then the next thing you know, here's this giant, long, go-go gadget arm coming in to wipe away a layup you thought was clean. So, yeah, he's an unbelievable player. And the scary thing, I don't know if you saw his recent quote that he said to a outlet in his native France, he thinks he's at 15% of whatever he's eventually going to be.
Oh, my God.
If that's true, just shut it all down where, you know, the league is finished. There's nobody beating this guy.
15%? That is crazy. Oh, my goodness. He is Keith Smith. Follow him on X at Keith Smith NBA, contributor to SpotTrack and Front Office Show. Keith, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Keith Smith, joining us. Coming up next, Jeff Calkins comes up at the top of the hour. Of course, you're here on weekdays from 9 to 11. I have lots of things on my mind concerning NIL money for high school and college athletes, the Jonte Porter situation, and to me, how it all leads back to something else. We'll talk to Jeff about that coming up next. It's 92.9 ESPN Memphis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears?
Well, for one,
they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.